for 100 years, KitchenAid has been inspired by makers. The explorers. The creators. You're the reason we innovate and create possibility. So keep making, and we'll keep making history together.
It is Tuesday, and you all know what that means. Another episode of America Through Icons, the podcast in which I, your host, discusses with you different people, things, and sometimes places that are synonymous with America, and most importantly, why and how. So you're all probably wondering why a KitchenAid commercial was the first thing that you heard when we started today. And that would be because the KitchenAid stand mixer is our icon of the week. This audio clip is of a commercial celebrating the 100-year anniversary of KitchenAid, discussing how it represents innovation in the kitchen. Furthermore, this commercial suggests that KitchenAid represents the innovation of a person. I am going to argue that the KitchenAid is far more than a representation of innovation. It is a representation of America. I know that this might sound a bit ludicrous to claim that a kitchen appliance can reflect America, but, my dear listeners, I have proved to you the iconic nature of things before, and I intend to do that again with you here today. First, I want you all to think about the first time that you have seen a stand mixer, or if you have any experience with them at all. And I know that might sound silly, but really think about it. Did your great aunt have one? Maybe your grandmother? Maybe there's one that just gets passed down in your family? I remember the first time that I saw a KitchenAid stand mixer. It was when my family purchased one in 2010. The country was coming out of a recession, and my family was a part of that. I remember my mom asking for a stand mixer for Christmas, which was weird for a multitude of reasons. One, my mother does not cook, bake, or quite frankly do anything in the kitchen. I mean, she's wonderful, but anything concerning cuisine is not on her list of skills. But it's what she wanted. So my family, we went to the store, and my stepdad had us looking in Kohl's for, I kid you not, hours trying to choose the right stand mixer. And from 2010 forward, it saw my brother and I go to college, the introduction of two dogs into the family, a kitchen renovation, my little sister growing up. The stand mixer has stayed through all of that. Now, this memory of mine made me wonder whether others held memories like that. And they do. It's far more than just a niche memory of mine. The KitchenAid stand mixer holds a significant place in American society. I'm going to prove to you, my trusty listeners, that the KitchenAid stand mixer is an American icon because it has been able to steadily be a reflection of society since its initial release. Before I can prove to you that the KitchenAid stand mixer is a reflection of society, I need to be able to show you all how any appliance can reflect society. And while there has not been a lot of research done specifically on the KitchenAid stand mixer, there has been research on other appliances that reveal a connection. The Mr. Coffee coffee maker is a perfect example. This was created in 1972 as a way to make the morning ritual of brewing coffee a heck of a lot easier. Prior to this, coffee was made through a percolator. This was both inefficient and damaged the taste of coffee. So while this coffee machine was, on the outside, created to increase the efficiency and the taste of coffee, the marketing of it hints that there are deeper societal implications. What can we argue that this indicates about society? I am arguing that the innovation creates an easier job for women, but shows men retaining the real benefits. Mr. Coffee is marketed for women because wives are the ones who are supposed to be using the machine to make coffee for their husbands. It is not a coincidence that this strategy was imposed at a time when women were heeding liberation efforts. The Mr. Coffee appliance benefits both men and women, but especially entices women. It gives a sense of ease and convenience, something that can make their life easier. At a time when many women were fighting against domestic duties, this machine showed just how easy domestic duties could be. So why stray away from them? In a larger scope, there is a debate between Khrushchev and Nixon about kitchen appliances. Nixon argued that America's ability to have items of new technology and convenience proved that capitalism was far better than communism. What makes the KitchenAid stand mixer so unique is that it was not changed since 1955, when the final model was released, and was created to be applicable to new techniques. The Mr. Coffee comparison and the kitchen debate reveal that appliances hold societal meaning, not just in positions in the home, but also in America. To better prove to you all why the KitchenAid specifically is an icon of America, it is important to delineate domesticity and feminism in America. The domestication of women has been seen not just throughout American history, but throughout world history. For the purposes of this podcast, we are going to be discussing domesticity in the 19th and 20th century. Glenna Matthews, a scholar who has written about domesticity in America, argues that the 19th century was somewhat of a golden age for domesticity. Women were applauded for and took pride in the work that they did within the home. But with the technological advancements and changing of material conditions, the opinion of and being a domesticated woman changed. The 20th century saw women fighting against domesticity, most bluntly and explicitly shown with the waves of feminism. So, let's talk about what feminism is. It is the advocacy of women's rights on the basis of equality of sex. But feminism has ebbed and flowed and changed quite a bit over the years. Here is a blunt, incredibly short, but very effective description of the waves of feminism. The first wave had the simple goal of recognizing the humanity of women. White women, that is, which is an important, albeit unfortunate, distinction to make. The second wave, occurring in the 60s and 70s, challenged the role of women in society. The third wave occurred in the 90s and focused on the redemption of femininity. And the fourth wave, which is not yet titled, and we will discuss later in the podcast. Nancy A. Hewitt wrote a book that delineated the four waves of feminism, which I highly recommend to you as it is a great read, and it helped me in categorizing the four waves of feminism in an effective and short manner. So, for the purposes of this podcast, we will be focusing on the second wave of feminism and up. We are at the point in the podcast where I've given you all of the background information that you are going to need to be able to hear my argument accurately. So it is at this point that we reiterate what necessitates an icon. That's right. The ability to transcend both time and theme. So we are going to timeline the KitchenAid stand mixer with domesticity and the waves of feminism to do this. In 1927, the first KitchenAid stand mixer was produced and was coined the H5 model. This mixer did not succeed as a staple hold item. It was a symbolization of luxury, and not enough people were luxurious to allow it to succeed. In further attempts for success, the Model K was produced in 1937. This model was certainly cheaper and more attractive than the H5 model, which made it more popular. This model also represents the marketing strategies being specific to women. After the First World War, many women wanted a place outside of the home, outside of domesticity. The golden age of domesticity that Matthews coined caught a bit of flame. The stand mixer is a representation of a push for women to want to stay at home. The ability to own one is a sign of success and convenience. The idea of convenience is what makes the stand mixer so iconic. The convenience made the appliance appealing to both the housewife as well as the mother who wanted to have outside hobbies, a job, or maybe even an education. Another thing that I personally love about the Model K is that it was marketed by women. In the earliest days of the stand mixer, sales were conducted entirely by a female force. The target audience were wealthy housewives, since before the 1950s, the stand mixer was generally unavailable to anyone out of the upper class. The juxtaposition of this cannot be unnoticed and marks by the KitchenAid's ambiguity allowed it to become such a stagnant icon. Women were selling to other women an item that was marketed to uphold domestic standards. In 1955, the last model was released, which happened to be the model that is still produced to this day. It was released with five different color finishes right at the cusp of the second wave of feminism. The 60s and 70s brought with it a myriad of equal rights fights, including that of women. The fight for feminism at this time was one that was full of dissension. The second wave brought with it feminism as a theoretical and existential thought which opened up what women could and wanted to fight for. Because of the dissent within the movement, three sectors came out of this wave of feminism. The first sector was mainstream feminism. This focused on integrating women in institutions and the government. This group of women were quite pragmatic and focused on evidence that could be assessed, like the ratio of men to women in the workplace. The second sector that came to fruition was the radical feminist. This group of women wanted to, quite literally, overturn the patriarchy. They wanted to reshape society to fix women's subservient roles and deemed the only way for this to be possible was to unveil the social fabric that created it, i.e., the patriarchy. The third sector of feminism was cultural feminism. This sector differed the most from the first and second as it argued that women were different, and it wasn't a bad thing. Women who belonged to this sector wanted to celebrate women for their unique qualities rather than inserting them into traditional men's roles. They saw integration into the male sphere as making women more like men, which went against their tenets of feminism. So, obviously, feminism became a lot more complex at this time. And this should help to explain why so many people don't know what contemporary mainstream feminist dogma is, because it is such a complex subject. But, lucky for your host, this complexity helps me to prove how KitchenAid remained an icon for these women. Let's talk about women who resonated with the second sector of feminism. Ideologically, these women saw domestication of women, so any stay-at-home, wife, or mother, as fighting against the feminist movement. Domestic duties were inherently patriarchal, which makes them inherently against a specific cause. This was a large group of women who would not have supported women in the home, therefore would not have desired kitchen appliances catered to women. That is in contrast with women who resonated with the third sector of feminism, which focused on culture. This group of women pushed for the feminine embrace of things that are societally theirs. So, an example of women who would have welcomed the KitchenAid Sam Mixer. Now, this is when I began to ask myself how the Sam Mixer remained so iconic when a large chunk of women openly rejected the notion of housework. Marketing. The newest model, which was made in 1955, had five different color finishes, as we mentioned. This made the stand mixer more than just an appliance, though. It made it a decoration, something that families could leave out on their counter. It was multi-use. Aesthetics and models are a huge part of consumerism. People want the new shiny thing. People like things that are specific and catered to them. That is why the stand mixer provided just that. Because of this, the stand mixer was able to survive against this wave of feminism that detested and fought against women inside of the home. I also argue that the stand mixer survived at this time because it symbolized more than housework. It was able to transcend themes because of this. This allowed for the KitchenAid stand mixer to survive an age of domestic scrutiny because the stand mixer symbolized success. And how did it symbolize success? Because it was an item of convenience. Let's think about how many times a day we use things that make our life more convenient. I will use three examples of convenience that I use quite regularly. My cell phone, Uber, and a light switch. Ah, the cell phone. What can an iPhone do? I mean, I can use a calculator, take a photo, call people, text people, email people, and edit photos all on one device. And that's just scratching the surface. This phone replaces the need for numerous amounts of devices. Uber, easy does it. I pull up the app and a driver comes to me. No public transportation or looking for a taxi, nice and convenient. And a light switch. I don't have to worry about getting work done before the sun goes down because I won't be able to see. And what do all of these things have in common? They cost more money. And what does more money signify in our society? Success. The KitchenAid stand mixer, like the items I listed above, is just another example of material culture that shows success. And success shown through money is a common theme in American history. The stand mixer as a sign of success is another example of how it transcends themes, which is another point of proof that the stand mixer is an icon. Success is an impermeable part of America as it is an impermeable part of capitalism. Alrighty, folks. Now that I have taken you through the iconic survival of the stand mixer through the second wave of feminism, let's discuss the third wave. I want to give you all a bit of a more understanding of the third wave. It is pinpointed to have started in the 1990s and focused on the empowerment and strength of women. This wave wanted to define feminine beauty for themselves, not for the patriarchy. This wave of feminists also, on many occasions, rejected the term feminist. They did not want the movement to be exclusionary, as they believed that all people should be feminist. This wave encapsulated ideas from all three sectors that came out of the second wave. The biggest takeaway that impacts by proving to you the iconic nature of the KitchenAid stand mixer is the re-embracing the idea of femininity. Women in this wave wanted all genders to be involved in the movement, meaning there was no rejection of work. This meant that the KitchenAid could transcend time because there was no rejection of domestication. It is understandable that the KitchenAid stand mixer was able to stay significant during this wave, as women working at home were not admonished by other women. But what is significant is that it remained a common household name for the interim 20 to 30 years of the second wave of feminism. How did it do that? This is when I will discuss 1955 and KitchenAid's release of the five different color choices in more length. The choices of the KitchenAid would just grow from this. At this point in time, there are over 84 attachments and over 100 styles that consumer can choose from when picking out their KitchenAid. And here is the kicker. Any of these attachments work with the 1955 model. And why is that, you may ask yourself? And I can tell you, because the model has stayed the same since 1955. There have been no changes that limit the use of any of the attachments. So let's dive in to how this furthers the argument of the KitchenAid's iconicity. I want to discuss how the attachments and colors lend towards this iconic nature. The attachments that are offered from KitchenAid are appealing to people who are chefs, bakers, pastry chefs, or just people who like to make Christmas cookies. This opens the stand mixer up to a myriad of people, allowing it to transcend themes. Furthermore, the color aspect. This is another example of a stand mixer reaching a different audience, and therefore theme of people. The ability to choose an aesthetic for one's item, as discussed above, encourages consumerism. And the subtle importance of aesthetic helped the stand mixer retain its place as a household name even when domestication was on the witch hunt. Second, I would like to reiterate the importance of the stand mixer being an item of convenience. This convenient nature made it appealing to women who were both working and housewives. Having the KitchenAid could be seen as liberating for women who were working and needed just extra 5 minutes in the office or completing work. It could also be seen as convenient for the mother of five who desperately needed something to mix the mashed potatoes while she fed baby Jimmy. The convenience of the stand mixer and its ability to do so many things also lent to its ability to last through these two waves of feminism. The last thing that I'm going to talk about is the fourth wave of feminism, which we are currently in, and its impact on the stand mixer. The fourth wave of feminism has yet to be defined by anyone quite yet. Right now, the fourth wave is being characterized by the reclaiming of womanhood, the recognition of horrific acts like rape and sexual abuse, the recognition and admonishment of sexual discrimination, and quite importantly, intersectionality. This emerging and still forming wave is mutating in a way that makes feminism accessible to people beyond radical white women and academics. But there is a niche of feminists, which maybe someday will become named as a sector, that has been emerging. The girl bosses. The term of being a girl boss was made popular by Nasty Gal founder Sophia Amoruso and defines the emergence of women in top roles in big businesses. The girl boss era, which is on the decline, had no real chance of surviving. It metamorphosized into a demeaning and sexist term because many of the early women who embodied it turned out to be negative aspects of what defines a girl and a boss. This was quite a blow for women in the workplace, as it discredited their place as per usual. There are three women, though, who embodied the notion of hard work that was associated with girl bossing, while simultaneously promoting domestic startup. Women like Julia Child, Rachel Ray, and Martha Stewart. These women have all collectively made themselves famous with their incredible cooking talent. I would like to describe the irony of that just for a bit. Cooking, being in the kitchen, I mean, it is the epitome of domestication. It is where you see Edith when you watch All in the Family, or what you see in a Christmas gift guides for your mother that fashions different types of aprons. The women's spot for many years, and honestly for many people still, is in the kitchen. And here, these women are taking their place in the kitchen. But they made a fortune out of it. So let's start with Julia Child. She made a name for women and cooking in America. Julia Child was a chef trained in France who wanted to make French cuisine accessible for Americans. She, along with two other women, released the cookbook Mastering the Art of French Cooking in 1961, and it was the best-selling cookbook for 5 years. This cookbook brought Julia into stardom and offered her TV appearances and ultimately opportunities of her own. The clip that I'm going to show is an example of one of her TV shows with the next woman that I'm going to talk about, Martha Stewart.
6 eggs. Would you like to break the eggs?
No.
Oh, okay. So it's 6 eggs, whole eggs, grade A, large eggs.
I don't think it's wise always to use the same size of egg, don't you?
Oh, yes, always. I grow my own eggs, so they're all different sizes, so I have to sort of compensate every now and then.
You can hear in this audio that the women are cracking eggs to mix them. They discuss how the quality of eggs is important and that they prefer as farm fresh as they can get. Martha Stewart even notes that she prefers to use eggs from her own coop. What they're adding into their eggs What are they adding their eggs into, you might be asking yourself. And I will tell you this, a Cobalt Blue KitchenAid stand mixer. What makes it apparent that this is a quality machine? Well, two things. One, two famous women chefs are using it. Second, they just discussed the importance of the quality of their ingredients. They take a lot of care in the choosing of their ingredients, so why would they add them into a poor quality machine? You don't run a wedding down through a washing machine. You go to a trusted dry cleaner. That is what the KitchenAid stand mixer is in this case, the trusted dry cleaner. Hoping that my silly analogy worked, I want to talk to you guys about Martha Stewart. I know she gained some popular culture fame with Snoop Dogg, but I would like to focus on her as a chef. She has many cookbooks, television shows, and product lines that all focus on her being a chef. She promotes and teaches people how to cook and bake with great popularity. She has used the KitchenAid stand mixer so often in her shows that the blue that I have mentioned above is deemed by stand mixer aficionados as the Martha Stewart blue. The last woman that we have to talk about before I convince you on how they impacted KitchenAid's iconicness is Rachel Ray. Now, I do not know if you all know who Rachel Ray is, but let me tell you, she was a big deal in my house. I'm not entirely sure why, as you'll recall that I said my mother does not cook, but she loved Rachel. That's right, Rachel. She went by a first name basis in my household. Anyway, who is she? Well, as you could have guessed, she's an American chef who also has multiple cookbooks, TV shows, and, like Child and Stewart, an incredibly large following. She also has her own website where she posts blogs and recipes and just general kitchen recommendations. Her website, www.rachelraymag.com, has an article that tells readers what KitchenAid stand mixer they should buy based off of their zodiac sign. The article starts by saying, everyone loves the KitchenAid stand mixer. It's kind of the ultimate kitchen multitasker. This is undeniable proof of the recommendation of the stand mixer under Ray's name. After discussing these three women, it is clear that they are incredibly successful entrepreneurs. It is also clear that these women promoted the stand mixer. And I cannot help but recognize the irony in that. The women who brought the stand mixer into initial iconic status were those of housewives. For years, due to feminist faves, the stand mixer fought for iconic status against the fight against domestication. It did this through skillful marketing and worked off of America's desire for material success. It retained a high-level status and was grasped hold of by female cooking influencers who used the product on air for thousands of people to see. These three women embraced a modern domestication that they turned into an entrepreneurial route, and in doing this, brought the KitchenAid stand mixer along with them. The final thing that I want to discuss with you is the importance of gender with the KitchenAid. Although I've ranted on and on about the ambiguous nature of the stand mixer, there is one way that I cannot prove any ambiguity. Through gender lines. The KitchenAid stand mixer has been an icon solely through its use by women. The reason for this may well lie between the stagnant nature of the stand mixer. Since 1950, the item did not change at all, meaning the new attachable appliances came out and the attachment stayed the same. This led to the stand mixer approaching somewhat of an heirloom in families that women could pass down to their daughters. Because of its stagnant nature, many women actually feel a sense of guilt at the idea of replacing their stand mixer. A divorced woman discussed her desire to get a new one, different from the one she received as a wedding gift. And after tweeting this feeling, she had a multitude of women respond saying that they felt the same exact way. And what does this energy represent? A new pattern for a stand mixer? Does the decision to change one stand mixer represent a diversion from the initial marketing of it? These are trends that, if followed, could add to the story of the KitchenAid stand mixer. All right, folks, we are at the point in the podcast where I wrap up my final points in an attempt to prove to you that the KitchenAid stand mixer is an icon. The KitchenAid stand mixer was able to transcend time and theme because it adapted to an ornate amount of people. When it first came out in 1927, it was too expensive for the average American. Those who could afford one loved it, but it wouldn't be until 1937 that a model that was produced that could become iconic. This model was more aesthetically pleasing and less expensive, allowing more people to obtain one. America has thrived off the ideas of innovation and advancement, and that is almost the American dream, isn't it? Being able to get more, make more, be more, all with less energy. That is what has pushed our country to innovations. Innovation like the KitchenAid. Far from a necessity, this kitchen appliance made work easier in the kitchen. This idea of convenience, as we talked about throughout the podcast, is a large proponent to the stand mixer's lasting iconicness. Furthermore, It has added a pleasing aesthetic to one kitchen. The aesthetic went beyond superficial looks. The KitchenAid has, and still does, represent a symbol of wealth. KitchenAid is iconic because it has been upheld by ideals of America. This is where the KitchenAid transcends themes. It started as an innovation, something to make the lives of people easier. This is what captured people. We have seen with brands like Apple that there is always something new and better coming out on the market. It makes sense. People always want what's the best. But KitchenAid hasn't had to do that. The design has been the same since 1937. The 84 attachments that are available all would work on an original stand mixer. That is an entirely contradictory fact to the highly transforming world that we live in, yet people continue to buy them. This aids in the KitchenAid being time withstanding. Because it is adaptable throughout the ages, families have passed it down like an heirloom. This transcends themes and barriers by going through decades of families. This is possible because the design has not changed, but is still widely desired. The KitchenAid is not only an American icon, but a familial one. The KitchenAid stand mixer success also juxtaposes the domestication of women in the country. When creator Herbert Johnson released the 1937 model, he went to women to market the item. He created ads that would appeal to women. This represents the use of women in the workplace to appeal to domestic women, relating different types of women together. Two audiences of women were responsible for the initial success of the stand mixer, and both women have kept it alive. The KitchenAid is a prominent object in kitchens across the country. It seems almost a rite of passage when owning one's home, almost like a marker of success. The KitchenAid does not just appeal to the housewife, but also to the young entrepreneur. Famous chefs like Julia Child, Martha Stewart, and Rachel Ray have famously promoted the stand mixer. Through different mediums, books, TV shows, and magazine articles, these women have made the stand mixer appear as a modem for opportunity. The opportunity to become a great chef and gain success. The KitchenAid precisely emulates an icon. Thank you for listening today, folks. Please send in any questions, suggestions, or ideas for icons to my website at www.americathroughicons.com. I hope I have steadily convinced you all and have given you a bit more to think about the next time you see a KitchenAid stand mixer. Thank you. Have a great day, everyone.